from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We have people who want to weigh in on the phones. Yes, yes. Some of you want to boo me. That's yes. Happening on the ticket text. I just want to clarify. I'm not telling you to go out of your way to bully a child. If that's how that came across, not my intention. Which is why you guys told me
you
shut up and go to break.
You were pretty aggressive with it.
I was getting worked up. Here's my belief. Okay.
Worked up. You're not going to get worked up at the game?
Well, I think booing opposing fans happens at games. If you were to show up at a venue wearing opposing team jerseys, you take the kids, you're all wearing your jerseys, you may get booed at the game. I don't think it's like this unacceptable, classless behavior. Now, if they show them on the screen, I expect them to be booed. I don't think it's as egregious as maybe some of you think, but I'm willing to have the conversation.
Please.
I'm not saying to yell obscenities. Certainly don't physically confront someone. We've seen horrific things happen at football games just between fans. Clearly, you know, there's a line that you don't want to cross.
Right. And when you're talking about, normally I'm 100% opposed to booing any family member, let alone kids. But she has inserted herself into the public eye. She has inserted herself into this conversation. So if you want to go about it that way, then fine. So be it. It's, again, still not something I would be willing to do, but I understand that. As soon as she's walking around with the kids, or really any other fan, if they're walking around with their kids out if down in Columbus, I would, you know, instead of booing them, or if Buckeye fans are up here, I would say go Blue, and they would say go Bucks. And at Cedar Point, same thing. Somebody walking around with, I had my Michigan gear on, and they said, go Bucks. I said, go Blue. Not confrontational, but as soon as you start booing someone, it changes it.
I think to me, booing is in the razzing family of what you're talking about. 248-539-9797. Clearly, if it's just two children sitting by themselves wearing number 9 Stafford Rams jerseys, don't walk up and boo them.
Unless you're with Costa or Gator.
Okay. Let's get to Matthew. You're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Good morning.
Good morning. So I'm going to the game. It is costly for my tickets, but I am going, and I won't boo the kids, me, but people feel how they feel. I will be booing Kelly Stafford, and I will have a sign, because every time she comes here, she talks crap about the city on her stupid little podcast, and she is not important. She doesn't even need to come here. She's not playing in the game. She can stay in Cali.
Her husband is playing
in
the game.
She can come in. She can be at the game.
So what's your sign going to say?
Yeah. I can't say on the radio.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I'm not going to condone that either.
Way to show the class.
You can come and watch your family play in the game. She's allowed to be here. Let's get to Ryan in Riverview. Ryan, you're on 97.1.
All right, Costa, I completely agree with you. And Jansen, I get it. But this man is crossing a line into, this is sports. Let the real life be real life, but this is sports. So you're going to boo the heck out of them. You're going to make that environment hostile.
That's fine. Boo the heck out of them.
Yes.
Him.
She can come, but guess what? You don't bring your children to a hostile environment. Why would you bring your kids to somewhere where they could get, you know, be a very hostile environment? Why would you do that? Leave the kids at home with the grandparents. And Kelly, you can come. But yeah, you put yourself out there, you're going to get food.
Oh, you ever take your kids to work?
Food out of you.
You ever take your kids to work? You ever take the kid to work day? You ever do that? They ever want to go see dad play as a professional football player?
Yeah, you can go to a home game.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I see why you guys told me to watch what I'm saying, because I don't agree with the first two calls we've taken. The kids can go to the game as well. The kids should be allowed. What are we talking about? These are sports. We fall in love with sports as kids. You're a kid. You can go to the game. Yeah. That now, my thing would be like the other team is, if you go to a road game, the fans aren't going to be like
it's
nice.
It's not going to be well received. No.
Yes. Rich, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Yeah, I think we've all lost perspective of what was going on that night. They were opponents for another team. They were booing because they had Rams jerseys on and they were showing them on the big screen. All right. Kelly Stafford knew when she came there that it wasn't right to wear Rams jerseys. They're entitled to wear them. Just don't put them on the screen. They don't get booed. She inserted herself into this situation by saying that. Nobody was talking about her. Now the focus is on her because we were booing her kids. Nobody was booing her kids.
Right. That's what she claimed afterwards, which that's why exactly. I said the tongue in cheek. Well, let's make her be honest at least. And I think if you wear visiting gear, you're going to get booed at a sporting event. I don't think that that is somehow like we're classless fans to boo anybody wearing rival gear inside your stadium. Don't physically confront them. Don't use obscene language. Don't use anything derogatory. Absolutely. Like, of course, be it. That's
nobody,
how
nobody
I
went up to, nobody went up to her right. and
well,
booed her
yeah, exactly.
face to face. And nobody would do that in general. The point is, I mean, come on. She knew that if she had Rams jerseys on and they were on the field. They were on the field when they got booed.
Yeah, when the general chorus of boos were rained down upon the Rams and people supporting the Rams. If I wore a Lions jersey to a Rams game, this is hard because they don't have as many fans, but a Lions jersey to a Saints game, I would expect them to boo me. If I wore like a...
I know you look like a child, but it's you're not.
Okay, but if I was there, I don't have children. So clearly. Obvious statement of the hour. Obvious statement alert.
For breaking news.
But... John, if I was there with children, I was in a group of people who had children and we were all wearing Lions gear.
Who's the uncomfortable guy with all the kids? What does he do? What does he do with his hands?
My point is, if I was in a group of people, some of which were children, we were all wearing Lions jerseys and we were at a Saints game, I don't think it'd be classless of Saints fans to generally go boo as we walked by. I don't think that that's classless. You don't want to target children. That's the one thing I do want to walk back if it all came across that way. I don't want you to target anybody's children at a sporting event. Yes. But I think booing of the opposition, fans, family, or otherwise, is a healthy part of sports. It's part of the experience.
Yes, there's a fine line.
Yes.
And just telling you, the side of that line that I would be on is if there's a dad or a mom or a family walking with young kids, I don't care what they have on. It could be in the big house, and it could be a school bus full of kids with teacher, moms, dads. I'm not booing them because I'm not going to boo kids.
Tom in a car, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. Listen, I don't understand the hatred to Stafford. He left, we became better. We win. I don't understand that. If you're going to boo somebody, boo the front of the jersey, not the back. That's the school that I'm from.
Did you think, is this because they won the playoff game? Like, where were you at going into that playoff game? Did you want to boo? Did you understand the booing of him going into the playoff game?
I understand sports and I understand rivalry and things like that, but I don't understand personal hatred towards the one man and his family.
Well, maybe that's the difference, Tom, is I don't view the booing as personal, like, because it's in the context of, like, we're at Ford Field, right? Like, I wouldn't expect anybody to boo Matthew Stafford if he was, like, at a restaurant or, you know, hanging out on his own time. I don't think you should walk up and boo him in his own time. Like, to me, that would be personal. I think at the game, it's the opposite of personal. It's kind of understood that that's part of sports.
Like I said before, you're just booing the front of the jersey, not the back.
Right.
But maybe Kelly Stafford took it a little too personally then. Possibly that could be. But just the way callers are calling, making signs against her and all that type of thing, I don't understand that hatred. I just don't get it.
Yeah, I think a safe rule is if you can't say it on the radio, you probably shouldn't have it on your sign and walk around with it. Is that a pretty good rule of thumb, John?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
That would work.
All right. It's 97.1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.